people gather too much dust. Oh, I've been known to party all night through. I can't put Scoot and Boogie across the floor. I'm hillbilly down to the core. Something, doing something right.
Doing it, doing it.
Oh, you're driving me crazy.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Assassinated in Gaza by Israeli forces today, the leader of Hamas. Reaction from National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan aboard Air Force One with the president en route to Berlin.
We see an opportunity now that we want to seize to try to secure the release of the hostages, and we're going to work at that.
Campaigning in Wisconsin today, Vice President Kamala Harris responding after her opponent, former President Trump, called January 6th a day of love.
The American people are exhausted with his gaslighting. Exhausted with his gaslighting. Enough! We are ready to turn the page!
Trump tonight attending a black tie charity dinner in New York. A county judge in Texas issuing an 11th-hour delay in the execution of a man who would be the first in the U.S. put to death in a shaken baby syndrome case. Earlier today, the U.S. Supreme Court rejected a clemency plea. This is ABC News. A Long Island, New York funeral home owner entered a guilty plea to spraying wasp killer at police officers and assaulting two journalists during the January 6th insurrection. 60-year-old Peter Maloney will be sentenced in February. His attorney says Maloney takes full responsibility. A new study finds a possible link between certain intrauterine devices and breast cancer.
Researchers followed some 79,000 women in Denmark for more than 6 years. What the researchers found is the breast cancer risk with hormonal IUDs is actually about the same as with hormonal pills. It was long thought IUDs were lower risk than the pill. It's important to note, while there is an increased risk, health experts say it is still very low. The bottom line here, talk to your doctor about what form of contraception is best for you. It is not one size fits all. There are a lot of factors to consider.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. Nearly 90,000 tabletop fire pits from Coulson are under recall because flames shot out as users were refilling the liquid alcohol. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Clear and crisp tonight, a low of 39. South winds at 5 to 12 miles per hour. The outlook coming up for Friday, sunny, breezy, and warmer, a high of 70. Friday night, clear and cool, a low of 40. Saturday, another great day, mostly sunny, unseasonably warm and breezy, a high of 72. Sunday, pleasant and mild and plenty of sun with a high of 75.
We had a plan, move out of this town, baby, west to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing at dawn, you'd cue the songs and we get going. Brought you on home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Well, there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye, just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nurse come get you? What's your alibi? Back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten. In 40 years, you'll still be here, drunk, washed up in Austin. We'll be right back.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to High School Sports on WRCO. Tonight, the Ithaca Bulldogs are trying to wrap up a Ridge and Valley Conference Championship outright as they are taking on their opponent from Waseca Steuben. The match is coming up here following the Vitesnik Power Sports pre-match show. This is WRCO Sports on a Thursday evening.
Hi, Garrett here with Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center. Sure, we have low prices and guarantees, but what really sets us apart is our service department. Our service team has over 200 years of combined experience ensuring quick turnarounds and top-notch satisfaction. With our newest quality control measures, we're cutting wait times and boosting appointments. Don't wait. Make your appointment today. When it comes to service, we don't mess around. Vitesnik Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your satisfaction is our priority. It's what we do.
Vitesnik Power Sports.
The Richland Center Hornets are down to the final night. With a win, they will grab at least a share of the Southwest Wisconsin Conference title. They are hosting Prairie du Chien, while Platteville is at River Valley tonight in the Southwest League. Also, Dodgeville is at Lancaster. Some good matches tonight in the SWAL. Boscobel is at Fenimore. Mineral Point is at Iowa Grant. Also tonight in the SWAL, Riverdale at Southwestern. And Darlington at Cuba City. Reedsburg is at Madison Memorial. And in the Ridge and Valley Conference, among the matchups this evening, Seneca at Lafarge Youth Initiative, DeSoto visits Kickapoo, and Weston at North Crawford. Plus, coming up here on WRCO, Waseca Steuben at 6-7 plays the 12-1 Ithaca volleyball team. We'll talk to the Bulldogs coach, Angie Young, in just a moment on the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show.
October is National Physical Therapy Month, and the Richland Hospital and Clinics is proud to offer a wide variety of physical therapy services within our community. Physical therapists help individuals recover from injury, address chronic pain, and restore functional mobility. Our physical therapists create custom treatment plans tailored to patient needs. Let our movement experts get you back to doing what you love. For more information on how physical therapy can benefit you, talk to your primary care provider today.
Many people have a special dream of building a home perfect for them and their family. Dreams are a wonderful thing, and when you're ready to make that dream come true, look to the Richland County Bank. The experienced lenders at Richland County Bank can help you turn your blueprints into a construction plan and building schedule. The team will create a customized loan for the construction of your primary or even a second home. Put your dreams in motion with the help of Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Rake in the deals this week at All American Duet Center. Save $2 on RV and Marine antifreeze, now $3.99. Save 25% on Havoline Gallon Antifreeze Concentrate, now $14.99. 8-ounce Stable is now $5.99. And Mouse Glue Traps, just $1.99. Tackle all the savings now through the 20th at All American Duet Center in Toma, Sparta, and in Richland Center.
Years you've relied on the Shoebox and Black Earth for selection, the right size, and that comfortable fit. Now you can save even more right across the street at the Bargain Box. You'll find great deals on athletic shoes, casual and dress shoes, and boots for everyone in the family at prices that'll knock your socks off. No problem, they sell socks too. Stop in today at the Bargain Box across the street from the original Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Joining us is Ithaca volleyball coach, Angie Young. Angie, as you play this one tonight, certainly Tuesday night was big as well to get at least a co-conference championship, wasn't it?
It was. The last couple weeks have been pretty important for us. We had our quad last week on Tuesday and went five sets with Kickapoo. That was a big game for us, and we came out the winner of that game. So that really put us in a good position. We played Lafarge then in the second game of that quad and won that game. And we repeated with Lafarge again Tuesday night. So that secured that along with Kickapoo and Seneca playing on Monday and Tuesday night. So we were kind of waiting to see what the outcome of those games were. So our victory over Lafarge did secure at least a share of the conference title for us, and if we win tonight, we will win that outright.
This is some rare air, and I'm guessing the girls are putting a little pressure on themselves, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's been a lot, Phil. It's been a lot the entire season. I think, you know, we've been here. We've been very close to this spot a couple of times, and we just haven't been quite able to get there. So this season, I feel like we really just took a different approach to it and really just focused on each individual game. We knew there was a process to getting to this point, and we just really had to trust the process and focus on each game and what we needed to do to win each game this season.
I know I talked with Richland Center coach Jamie Johnson, and he said that he was there for a camp in the summer and that the girls were, you know, kind of trying to focus on that at that time. Has it been a goal all year?
It's been a goal for years. We've talked about the possibility of winning conference. These girls, you know, I was involved in coaching when they were in middle school, and we were talking about it back then, that how wonderful it would be to put a plaque on the wall in the gym at Ithaca. And, you know, it's been a focus for a long time. I think this season we really tried to not let that overwhelm us. And we knew we had the talent, but again, you know, just knowing that there are some talented teams in the conference, and it's always a process to get there. So I've been really proud of the girls and their maturity with how they've handled it this season.
You don't even own a banner for volleyball yet, do you?
No. The volleyball sign is on the wall, but there are no numbers under it. So there will be now, which is a tremendous victory for us.
We'll have more from Angie Young coming up in a moment from WRCO Sports. Roof! What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Since 1986, Lime Ridge Ag has been a partner with livestock and crop growers in the area. They have also helped support the community, schools, organizations, and people in need. And the primary ability for them to give back is with the support the community has shown them. Thanks for nearly 40 years of feeding your dairy, your hogs and beef, your poultry, pets, horses, and show animals. Thanks for the opportunity to provide agronomy-based products as well as feed and grain handling equipment. Lime Ridge Ag, helping grow nutritionally sound beef, pork, and dairy products.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Angie, as you look at tonight's opponent, what concerns you about Waseca Steuben?
Well, Waseca's had their ups and downs this season, but they are a very scrappy team. So it's definitely a team that we need to go in and play very strong tonight. It's really important to me that we finish the regular season strong so we can focus on our postseason competition and start preparing for that. So definitely a game that we want to go into. I think offensively we can hopefully make things difficult for Waseca, but they do have some really strong servers, and they are just very scrappy out there.
Yeah, nobody goes down real easy in the conference. I'm guessing you're expecting that if you're going to win this, you're going to have three real tough matches, aren't you?
Yeah, I expect them to be good matches. You know, it's just we've seen some very good competition this season and some very close games, so we always go into it just focusing on what we need to do to score. And I think our girls are ready. I think, you know, they can feed off the energy and the excitement of the night and really bring their best game to wrap up the regular season.
Looking briefly at the postseason, that's now been released. All the seeding is there. Were you satisfied with where the Bulldogs drew?
I was. I'm real pleased to get a number two seed. And in that regional, and the regional is Ridge and Valley dominant that we are in. So seven of the 11 teams in that regional are from the Ridge and Valley. So expect to continue to see some very good competition in the regional in the postseason.
And you will have the opportunity, if you're fortunate enough to win the first, you could host two this year, couldn't you?
We could. We could. We will host our first game next Thursday, and then we would potentially host another one, yes. So that's exciting for us. Last year, we were able to host what was the first regional game that had been in Ithaca in quite some time. So we're really excited to be hosting another one, but hopefully are definitely hoping that it will be more than one. There's just something about that home crowd energy and being in your home gym that I think really fires the team up.
And you will kind of use that and need it tonight too, won't you?
Yes, yes. I'm hoping we have a full gym tonight, Phil. I'm hoping there is just some incredible energy there tonight and some great support for the girls. They've worked really hard, and they really just deserve to have a great night.
Sounds good. We'll look forward to calling it. Thanks a lot for joining us, Angie.
Thank you.
Angie Young joining us from the Ithaca Volleyball Team on WRCO Sports.
Welcome to local sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game, from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to local sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
From Ithaca High School, hello everyone. Welcome to volleyball on this last night of the regular season. The Ithaca Bulldogs hosting Waseca Steuben Hornets tonight. And as we get set for the action, we can tell you that the Hornets won the JV match by a 2-1 margin. The Bulldogs winning the last one on the night. Waseca Steuben winning the first two. Here on the nightcap, head coach Kristen Richmond leads her team to the floor, and a team that has battled very competitively through the year. Let's look at the Ridge and Valley Conference standings. The Bulldogs now 13-4 overall. They are 12-1 in the Ridge and Valley Conference. Seneca comes into the night at 11-2. And then there is Kickapoo, third, at 9-4. Kickapoo was right up there at the top, but they have suffered a couple of losses since then, including most recently to Seneca on Tuesday night. Also, DeSoto comes in at 7-6. Waseca Steuben at 6-7. North Crawford 5-8. Weston 2-11. And Lafarge at 0-13. That's a look at the standings tonight. And as we mapped out in the pregame show, lots of conferences coming down to the last night tonight. And so that is exciting. Teams with something to play for. And earlier this year, the Bulldogs won at Waseca. Final score was 3-0 in that one. The Bulldogs' lone loss in the conference goes back to the early part of the year, as they were playing, and I believe that was in a quad, but lost in 5 to North Crawford. And then have since ran the table in the Ridge and Valley Conference, getting by tough opponents like Seneca, and this Waseca Steuben crew, and also North Crawford, which always has a good club, and Kickapoo, which had a dynamic year going. And again, look for the Panthers to try and maybe bounce back a little bit. Kickapoo has drawn Riverdale for the first round of the WIA tournament. That is coming up next Tuesday night at Kickapoo. For Waseca Steuben, they'll be doing battle at Weston. Actually, I take that back. Weston is at Waseca Steuben to open the tournament in the WIAA play. And the Bulldogs will have next Tuesday night off before doing battle the following night on a Thursday night. And for the Bulldogs, really looking forward to seeing North Crawford or Lafarge a second time, or actually a third time, and you never know what happens. But Bulldogs at number 2 seed, and they would host that. If fortunate to win that one, they would play the following night against either Seneca, Cooley Christian, or Waniwak Center. So it's kind of a little Ridge and Valley Conference tournament. In the half sectional, you throw in a tough Highland team at the top part of the bracket, and Highland has had a dynamic season, going undefeated in the Six Rivers Conference. We'll have more from Ithaca in a moment. Tonight, it's senior night, lots going on, and the Bulldogs already co-conference championships, trying to wrap it up outright this evening. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
At NAPA, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why NAPA is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more. We've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
Happy fall from Rockwell Automation. This harvest season, we'd like to thank our farmers for everything you do to keep our community strong. On behalf of all of Rockwell, thank you. We look forward to seeing everyone this month at the Trick or Treat Trail in the park. Be sure to stop by the Rockwell booth on October 25th for some delicious treats.
The Richland County Telephone Directory is your local guide to the people, places, and things you need. They've got you covered from A to Z. Whether you're looking for someone, someplace, or something, turn to the Richland County Telephone Directory and get connected. At your fingertips and easy to browse 365 days a year. The Richland County Telephone Directory, the only phone book you'll need in Southwest Wisconsin. Call 647-3388 for more information about the Richland County Telephone Directory.
WRCO. Welcome back to Ithaca. High school volleyball coming your way tonight on WRCO FM 100.9 as we get some of the final serves, some of the final warm-ups are in here this evening and getting ready for what should be a good competitive match. Wazika Steuben has some pretty good height on the roster. Now looking at a couple of young ladies named Mitchell, Brooke, and Haley, and they're both right around 6 foot, 5'10", in that area. So the Bulldogs have a little bit of height, but Wazika Steuben might have, depending on the rotation, just a little bit of an advantage there at the net. The Wazika Steuben team has missed a couple of players here this week, and they have brought up a total of three from the varsity reserve, and I'm assuming that's going to be kind of set in stone for the upcoming WIAA tournament as well. The national anthem tonight will be performed by Ben Hipsch, so we'll see if we can carry that on the radio today as well. Looking more at some of those WIAA playoff pairings in Division 4, among the matchups, Fenimore hosting Boscobel. As mentioned, Riverdale will be at Kickapoo to start tournament play, and River Ridge at Southwestern. Hillsboro, Brookwood, Cashton, and Mineral Point all have byes in that first round. And in Division 3 action, Richland Center draws a fourth seed. They'll have a first-round bye and play the winner of Luther or Prairie du Chien in the second round 1 week from tonight. Mauston will play at Darlington, and the winner of that match will face La Crosse Aquinas. So Richland Center is fortunate enough to win that first one. Most likely would see the Aquinas team. And Dodgeville, a third seed, they actually are in the bottom part of the sectional bracket. They get a higher seed than the Hornets, even though they finished a couple of matches behind them. River Valley will be at Westby, and the winner of that match on Tuesday night will play and rematch with Dodgeville. Viroqua will be the host for Lancaster that night with a winner to play Cuba City. That Cuba City team is a really tall team. It's going to be a tough out in the tournament, and a very tall team and tough team, and always competitive there. Also in Division 2, Edgewood is the top seed. Platteville and Lodi will meet in the second round of the tournament. Mount Horeb is a number 2 seed. Monroe is at Reedsburg, and Portage will be hosting La Crosse Logan. At this time, we're going to present our national anthem prior to match time tonight between the Wazika Steuben Hornets and the Ithaca Bulldogs. And here to perform tonight is Ben Hipsch. Doing the national anthem tonight prior to match time. We'll be back with more about the evening in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Did you know that our Richland Center and Muscadet stores carry culverts? We have single or double wall plastic culverts, and we have galvanized ones also. We also have drain tile in 3, 4, or 6 inch diameter. And for the farmers, we have fencing supplies, water tanks, bale feeders, bunk and mineral feeders, and many more things. Stop in at our Richland Center or Muscadet stores to see these and many great products. And as always, we do appreciate your business.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
Hello everyone, Kenny the wannabe baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Welcome back to Ithaca. The teams have been announced for Wazika Steuben. The libero player is Kylie Manning. Number 3 is Elizabeth Wright. Number 8, Violet Mitchell. Number 9, Brooke Mitchell. Number 10, Natalie Wright. And number 11 is Claire Wright. Number 17, Sophia Waltz. For the Bulldogs, all seniors starting tonight, including Holly King, getting the starting nod tonight. She'll be joined on the court by Ariana Lewis, Kaylee Newkirk, Alyssa Muller, Bailey Wanless, and Tristan Peterson. The Bulldogs to our left, Wazika Steuben to our right. The officials going over numbers and rows, and we'll get this one going here in just a moment. Again, fairly similar to the starting lineup that Ithaca normally uses with the seniors. I think the exception may be Alyssa Muller, who doesn't always play the back row, but will tonight to start, and here we go. Holly King with the first serve of the ball game, and that one dies quickly, fielded by the Hornets. Pass to the right side. There's the shot over the top there on a good hit by Wright, and then put back and down for the Bulldogs. I believe a player was called for being in the net, so it doesn't count as a kill, but the Bulldogs are up 1-0. Here's the next serve by King. That one sails long. Oh, right on the line. That's an ace for Holly King. 2-0. Could tell it was going to be close. And it dropped right on the stripe. So 2-0, Bulldogs. Here's the next serve. That one dying quickly. Fielded now by the Hornets. Pass to the left side. Now a little miscommunication. The ball drops in there. And all of a sudden it is 3-0, Ithaca. Wazika Steuben trying to get that initial pass and kind of getting into sync a little bit. King with the approach. And there's a soft serve. That one drops in there. 4 4-0 Bulldogs. An ace for Holly King, who has served the first four of the ball game. Here goes the approach again, and the soft serve. Fielded near side by the Hornets. Pass to the right side. There's the shot. That one is out of bounds. Taking a shot was Natalie Wright, and it missed. 5-0 ball game. J.C. Maxwell into the front row for the Bulldogs, and Holly King with the approach. Here's the serve. Hornets field it, and then pushing it to the net. Waltz trying to get it back on the right side. Cannot. All of a sudden, 6-0, and the Hornets take a timeout. Quick start for the Bulldogs in set number one. This is high school volleyball from WRCO Radio Sports.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be, too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
The volley is underway, and the Hornets are going to get one down on the hit by Elizabeth Wright, and the Hornets are on the board after the timeout. Wright gets the kill, and then the first side of the night for the Hornets. Natalie Wright will serve. Here comes the approach and the serve. King fields it back row, passes it. There's Lewis with a set. Shot over the top, and on the far side, Hornets dive in and dig it and get it over. Nice play there by Waltz. Pass to the right side, shot blocked by the Hornets, pushed back by Maxwell, and the Hornets try again, and they'll get it to the back row. King makes the play, Lewis with the set, shot is over, and perfectly down for Bailey Wadless. Bailey Wadless with a big-time kill there, and that makes it 7-1. Hornets looking to get, like, a little bit more in step now with what's going on, and the Bulldogs looking pretty comfortable. Here's a serve by Maxwell. And Waltz passes it to the far side. Punched over there by Mitchell. Bulldogs try right in the middle again. That is up and down for Bailey Wadless. And it's 8-1. She got 2 points in a row. Serving will be J.C. Maxwell. J.C. with the approach. Serving it left side. Now here come the Hornets back to the middle. Taking a shot, and they get it down on a hit by Elizabeth Wright. That'll make it 8-2. Hornets get a point back. Wright with the kill. Serving will be the libero player, Kylie Manning. Senior steps up, rips one to the right side, fielded by Newkirk. Ball up on the net, and it's going to be down on the Bulldog side. Ithaca unable to play a slight carom off the net, and it's 8-3. Hornets trail by 5 to Ithaca. Here's the serve. King makes the play, and a nice pass. Lewis sets up left side. Putting a shot on one is Muller, and she got it down. Alyssa Muller with the kill. That makes it 9-3, and the Bulldogs will get the side out. Ithaca rotating around. Brindley Wanless is now in the front left. Here's the approach and the line drive serve by Lewis. Hornets get it over there on the last hit. By Wright, here comes the set on the near side shot by Brindley Wallace. Back row, fielded by the Hornets. They'll take it back to the middle and then knuckle it over the shot by Claire Wright. Here's a set by Lewis, and a hit downtown for the Bulldogs. Again, that was Wallace. Bailey Wallace with the kill. That makes it 10-3. Here's the whistle. Lewis with a line drive serve. That one goes out of bounds. Side out for Wazika Stubin. Into the contest for them, number 14, Haley Mitchell. She's in the front row. Elizabeth Wright will serve. Wright with a run up. There's a line drive serve. Near side fielded by Maxwell. King with a set. Shot into the net by Bailey Wallace, trying to get it to the right line, and it misses. And the Hornets have crawled back within 5 points here tonight. Wright gets the whistle. Here's the serve. Fielded by Holly King. There's the set. King takes it from the back row after Lewis is set. Hornets take it to the right. They're going to drive it in with a nice hit and a kill by number 11, Claire Wright. And the Hornets are within four at 10-6. And the Hornets get a little bit in step here. They started out cold, but finding the range. Wright with a serve. King with a short pass. There's the set in the middle, and Muller knuckles it over. Fielded by Manning. Here's the set to the left side. Mitchell drives it in. And the Hornets are within three. It is 10-7. That was Brooke Mitchell. And now the Hornets have got a chance for another serve. Here's the serve. Fielded by Holly King. Set by the Bulldogs. Left side, Bailey Wanless. Rainbows it over. Fielded by Manning. There's the set on the right side. Hornets take a shot. Ball blocked straight up by Wanless. Push back to the Hornets. They'll try again from the right side. Driving it over and inbounds. They're hitting them all right. That was Zoe Jelinek with the hit, and it goes in. And the Hornets are within two now. Ozika Stubin has gotten back into this ballgame. Here comes the serve. And J.C. Maxwell to Holly King. Left side, Brindley Wallace shot into the net. 10-9. Hornets within one, and the Bulldogs take a timeout. Boy, it was all Ithaca at the start, and now it's been all Ozika Stubin. We're in the opening set here in Ridge and Valley Conference action. Co-conference champions, at least at this point. Bulldogs trying to win it all tonight, win it outright. With a match win tonight, they would get it. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair at Hillpoint is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
Welcome back. Each team has used a timeout early on. As we approach near midpoint of the opening set, I said from the start this will be a battle tonight. Hornets, what a competitive team. Here's one played by King, and the Bulldogs miscommunicate. It drops in, and we're tied. 10 apiece. Bulldogs come out and make an error right out of the timeout, and the Hornets will get it back on the side out. Elizabeth Wright will be the server. Wright with a couple of dribbles. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Stuff went to Lewis, and now back to Muller. She knuckles it over. Fielded by Wright. Ball up. Blocked down by Muller. And the Bulldogs take the lead. 11-10. Nice play by Alyssa Muller. Gets her second point for the Bulldogs. Going back to serve will be Bailey Wanless. Here's Bailey's serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. They'll set it right on the near side. The ball shot over the top that time by Mitchell. Here's the set. It's going to work its way across, and the Hornets play it at the net and finally get it over, just missing the antenna. Lewis to the left side. Muller tries again, pops it in. Kept live by the Hornets. They get it over with a slam from the back row by Sophia Waltz. Bulldogs drive with Brindley Wanless, drives it back row to the Hornets. Manning left side. Here's Wright driving it over. Nice save by Lewis, and Muller gets it over again. Here's the Hornets with a quick set in the middle, and they hit it in the net. 12-10, Bulldogs go up by two here in the opener. Best of five tonight. Here comes the whistle and the approach and the serve for Bailey Wanless. That went a little long, out of bounds. 12-11, Hornets get the side out. Get you some other scores on the filmy flip phone as time allows. Platteville is up 1-0 on River Valley. That score tonight. Here's the serve. Maxwell free balls it over. Hornets work on it now. Right to the right and then drives it over. Here's the fielding of it by Lewis. Back to King. Shot by Wanless. Out of bounds. And we're tied at 12. 12-12. Cuba City up on Darlington. Two sets to none in SWAL action. Hornets with the approach, and there's the serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Here's the set on the left side, and Tristan Peterson. Yes, That one had kind of a little bit of a knuckleball on it. It goes through the floor on the kill, and that'll make it 13-12. Serving for the Bulldogs is going to be Boland, and Jaden with the serve, and that one is out of bounds. Just missed, and we're tied again at 13. A close one here in the opener at Ithaca. Hornets will serve. Near side, Boland with the dig. Ball set by Lewis. Left side, Maxwell takes it over. Fielded by the Hornets. Pass back to the right side. Shot by Reich and into the net. Bulldogs go up 14-13 in this opening set. Kaylee Newkirk rotates in now for the Bulldogs and will serve. Brindley Wandless comes out. And Kaylee will serve. It's the whistle, and here's the serve. Fielded back row by the Hornets, and here's Wright passing to the left side. Shot is over and down, and they say out of bounds. Giving a shot at the line was Haley Mitchell, and the Hornets miss. So it's 15-13. Ithaca leading by two. Newkirk with the serve. Fielded here by the Hornets. Set on the right side. Shot is up. Blocked. Down it goes. Maxwell got a piece of it. And that makes it 16-13. J.C. Maxwell and Tristan Peterson on that left side are tough to get it around. Here's the serve by the Bulldogs. Hornets set it to the middle. Punched over back row. Newkirk to Lewis, left side, and Maxwell takes it over, and it is down. J.C. Maxwell, a couple in a row for her. That makes it 17-13. Bulldogs by four here in the opener. Here's the approach and the line drive serve fielded by the Hornets. They'll pass it back to the right, and now punching it over there is Mitchell. Here's the set. Maxwell again takes it over. Fielded by the Hornets. Back row. They'll set it left, and that's right going over. Here's the play by Maxwell. Played off the net. Boland saves the day. Drives it over from the back row for the Bulldogs. There's the set. Mitchell shot blocked. Straight up and down by the Bulldogs. That was Tristan Peterson, and that makes it 18-13. Bulldogs have now distanced themselves a little bit. Again, the serve by Newkirk, fielded by the Hornets, set by Wright, now pushed to the left side, played by Newkirk, set left side. Here's Maxwell, got it through the wall, down it goes, and the Bulldogs lead by six. J.C. Maxwell has a total of three kills on the last three of the last 4 points. Here's the approach and the serve. Fielded by the Hornets. There's right, left side. Now punching it over the left hand is Mitchell, and she got it in. That was Brooke Mitchell, and that makes it 19-14. Hornets will bring in Sophia Waltz for the serve. Side out for Wazika Steuben. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Fielded by Boland. Here's the pass by Lewis, and King gets it over on hit number three for the back row. Hornets set it up in the middle, slapping it over, and down. It's a kill for Brooke Mitchell, her second in a row, and it's 19-15. Brooke playing in that middle, giving the Bulldogs some problems. Again, she got some height. Here comes the serve by Sophia Waltz, played by King, now knuckled over by Lewis. Hornets push it to the right side. Shot is up. Blocked by Maxwell. Back to the Hornets. And they'll get it over by Waltz. Here's the set by Lewis. And putting it over the left hand. Down it goes for the Bulldogs. Tristan Peterson. 20-15. Peterson making the move. Going with the other hand. Bailey Wanless returns to the Bulldog lineup. Here's the serve by Holly King. And the Hornets push it right side. They like that. Here's the shot over the top, dug by Lewis. Boland, and now Lewis gets it over. Here's the push to the front, and Mitchell goes with the left hand. Boland with a dig, punched over by Lewis. Nice job. Here's the pass back to Waltz, drives it over. King to Lewis, and then driving it down is Bailey Wanless. 21-15. Timeout for Wazika Steuben. Bulldogs within four of going out here in the opening set in best-of-three action from the Ridge and Valley Conference tonight. It's high school volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
21-15, Ithaca in the lead here in high school volleyball tonight. Good to be with you, Mr. Fabulous Tim Feed, back at the controls here tonight. Fenimore has swept Boscobel 3-0. And soccer action, Flatville-Lancaster leads River Valley 2-0 at halftime. Film the flip phone, sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Y-Connect Mobile Nationwide. We're back to action. Hornets try a shot for the back line, and it's out of bounds. Bulldogs go up 22-15. Ithaca's biggest lead in this one has been 7. Here's the serve, and they match it right now. Pass by the Hornets. They get it over. Boland to Lewis. Maxwell for the kill. That one took off and out of bounds. 22-16. Side out was Zika Steuben. Mentioned Platteville up on River Valley. 1-0 tonight. Here's the serve by the Hornets. Ooh, a let serve goes over. King passes it right side, pushing over his Wandless. Here comes the set by the Hornets on the left side. They softly tap it. No, it doesn't make the net. Comes back to him, and that's 4 hits. 23-16. Into the lineup for Ithaca, Alyssa Muller, J.C. Maxwell will serve. The Bulldogs 2 points from going out. Here's the approach and the serve. Cut off by the Hornets. Right side. It's going to be up and down for Brooke Mitchell. She gets another kill. 23-17. Brooke Mitchell with a good one. Southwestern has swept Riverdale tonight. Here's the whistle. And the Hornets serve. King with a pass to the net. Setting it up. Shot is over. And free ball back by Wazika Steuben after a shot by Wanless. Bulldogs try with Muller. She'll do it. That got through the wall. It was tipped and landed on the Hornets' side. 24-17. Brindley Wanless is in for Kaylee Newkirk. And serving will be Ari Lewis. Here comes the approach. That one far side. And the Hornets are struggling. Back to the wall. They'll field it. Back to the net. They get it over. Here is Wanless. Lewis, Brindley Wanless, shot is up, no, it hit the net, 4 hits for the Bulldogs, 24-18. Side out for Wazika Steuben. They will bring Haley Mitchell into the lineup, front left. Game point remains for the Bulldogs. Here's the serve, fielded by King. Here's the set by Lewis, and I believe she hit the net. Oh no, Wazika Steuben did. Net is wobbling. It's a net violation, and that's a win for the Bulldogs. 25-18, the score. Ithaca wins the opener. They're 2 wins away from a Ridge and Valley Conference title outright. We'll be back with set number 2 next from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together let's drive.
Make a career choice you can be proud of. Join the legacy at Pine Valley Community Village, serving with pride for 140 years, where you and your contribution truly matter. Enjoy exceptional benefits as a full or part-time Pine Valley employee, health, dental, and life insurance, plus holiday, vacation, and sick pay. And don't forget the fun, potlucks, dress-up days, prizes, games, and more. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Everyone has their own taste in music, and you mix your playlist to accommodate that. So why can't insurance be that way? I'm Dylan Lewis from Richards Insurance Agency. We can make sure that your home, auto, business, and life insurance is mixed just right for you. That way your playlist doesn't have any unwanted songs. You can reach us at richardsinsure.com so that we can make sure you get the right tune.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Looking at some stats in that first set, it was a total of 4 kills for Bailey Wanless, 3 for Tristan Peterson and for J.C. Maxwell, and 2 for Alyssa Muller. Bulldogs really evened it out well. Brooke Mitchell led Wazika Steuben with 4 kills. First serve of the second, we're underway. Bulldogs return it to Maxwell, who drives it over and down. Good start for the Bulldogs, up 1-0. So J.C. Maxwell gets the kill. Bulldogs rotate, and Holly King will serve. Holly's serve, fielded near side by Mitchell. She'll get it back to the left, right, gets it over. Here's Boland, and then it's going to be Newkirk, and King drops it over. Yes, it hit the net, dropped in. One of those where it's impossible to return it. The Bulldogs go up 2-0. Platteville up on River Valley, 2-0. Again, if Platteville wins, Richland Center has to win to get a share of the conference title. Richland Center won the first, 25-21. Here's the set. Left side for the Hornets. Driving it over is Mitchell. Nice dig, Boland. There's King. And then Maxwell, and that one left the gym. Out of bounds. 2-1. A point now for Wazika Steuben, and they will serve. Hornets will serve. Natalie Wright does the honors. Natalie with a line drive serve. Diving in there is King. Can't get it, and it's going to be an ace. And we're back to even. 2 apiece. Natalie Wright garners the ace. Getting the whistle now is Wright. Steps up, and there's the serve. Fielded by King. Set on the left side. Here's a shot by Bailey Wanless for a kill. It is down. 3-2. Bailey Wanless knocks it in there. And the Bulldogs get the side out for J.C. Maxwell, who will serve. J.C. with the approach. There's the serve. Fielded now by the Hornets. Passed back to the left side, and Wright drives it over. Going to be fielded by King. Lewis's set goes over, and Wazika Steuben blocks it down. Elizabeth Wright ties the score. 3-3 here at Ithaca in the second. Bulldogs won the opener, 25-18. Lots of fans on hand tonight for this one. Back in the gym for the Bulldogs. Trying to see some outright school history. There's the dig by King. Set in the middle, there's Wanless. Wow, what a kill. 4-3 as Bailey Wanless puts a charge into another one. Serving will be Ari Lewis. Lewis back to do the honors. Here's the serve. New net serve. A point for the Hornets, and we're tied at 4. Wazika Steuben won the JV match, 2-1. Wright will serve. Elizabeth with the serve. Fired far side. There's a dig by Brindley Wanless. Set by Lewis. Here's the shot over and down by Bailey Wanless. 5-4 now. And the Bulldogs up by 1. Tristan Peterson returns to the lineup. Holly King rotates out. And here's the serve. That one drops to the near the floor. Nice dig there by Manning, and now driven over by Wright. Here's the set for the Bulldogs, left side, and Muller takes it over. Nice save by Waltz, and now punching it over there is Mitchell. Bulldogs travel it to the left side. Shot by Muller is out of bounds, and it was tipped, says the top judge. So the Bulldogs get a point, one that clearly went out of bounds, but it was a little bit like grazed at the net. That makes it 6-4. Here's the serve by Wanless. No, net serve. And that'll give the Hornets the side out. 6-5, and they will serve. Claire Wright does the honors. Claire steps up. There's the serve. cut off by Muller. Now Lewis, left side shot is over the top there by Peterson, kept live by the Hornets. They'll try again. Back row, Maxwell gets the dig, set by Lewis. Muller for the kill. Back row, nice dig by Wright. Claire passes left side and back.